If you don't worry about it now. Probably won't do you no good anyway, so just not worry about it. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 6. One verse tonight, just the one verse. Let me, while you're getting ready, I want to remind you of the announcements. I forgot, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night, 7:30, will be meeting with the membership of Bethel Chapel, and just kind of information meeting for you. If you'd like to come, we'd love for you to be here. Try to answer some of the questions that different ones have turned in, and we'll kind of just give you an update on what the church did in 2012, where it's heading, what our vision is for the future, and the direction we want to go, because I believe God's not through with us, right? Man, God's got a plan for us, so just kind of cast our vision for the upcoming year, and let's let the Lord bless Bethel Chapel, right? Amen. So I don't know. As my wife was telling me, she is reading something from her cousin, and they went to a business meeting of their church. Business meeting lasted 30 minutes. Then they broke out into a prayer meeting that went on for a number of hours. Amen, a prayer meeting. Maybe that's what we need to do, right? Amen, just have a good old prayer meeting. That's where you like for them to end up. Praise the Lord. Amen, so don't forget that, and then don't forget the weekend. Be planning on being in the house of the Lord and see what the Lord has for us on the weekend. I know God's going to do something special for us this weekend. And I'm anxious to see what the Lord has. And then next week, we have the ladies' retreat during the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the ladies will be going to the, many of the ladies, I shouldn't say the ladies, but many of the ladies will be going up to Carlinville for the ladies' retreat. And Sister Martin, one of the speakers for the ladies' retreat, so the Martin family's coming in. So Brother Martin will be preaching for us on Wednesday night, okay? Brother Martin will be here. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having Brother Martin with us. And so it should be a wonderful, wonderful week there, having Brother Martin preach for us. And some of the ladies are going up on Wednesday night. They allow you to go up for a service on Wednesday night. You're interested in that, I believe there is a charge for that. I believe there is a fee. I'm not really sure what it is. You can talk to Sister Ruth, or I think Sister Alicia and Sister April's plan on going. So you might talk to them. And I don't think they want children to come, but I've never been, but I'm just telling what I think, all right? You can double check that with Sister Ruth if you'd like. When she gets back on the weekend, she's in Kentucky helping her mom and dad get packed up. And so that'll be for Wednesday night, all right? Amen. Genesis chapter 6. And let's read. And I just want to read just the one verse. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." The phrase right there, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." That's what I'm going to talk to you about. We're going to look at that just a little closely, more closely. How many of you have ever used that when you was witnessing to somebody? You know, just kind of put fear in them a little bit. You ever use that tactic? Now the Bible says, you know, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." Now you want to get saved? Put it, kind of make them feel like that there's an end. You know, you could be at the point where the spirit, you need to stop there before you get to the end part that says 120 years. Because when you get to 120 years, they're going to say, "Well, I got plenty of time." But, man, that verse right there says so much, that little phrase. "My spirit shall not always strive with man." My spirit shall not always strive with man. Man, the Bible tells us that we can grieve the Spirit. We can quench the Spirit, right? And there comes a point where the Spirit of God will quit striving. First, I think we need to understand what does it mean by strive. The word strive means to struggle, to resist, to push. All right? My spirit will not always strive with man. The Spirit of the Lord, man, is working to save our soul, deliver us. See, there's a nature in every one of us, that human nature. It's a sinful nature. And that sinful nature, left to itself, it begins to compound itself. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It gets bigger and bigger, picks up and gains more momentum all the time, and it begins to get so big that if you tried to stop it, it would roll you over. And it's the Spirit of God, that resists that spirit or that nature within us that would hurry us to our destruction and hurry us to the damnation of our soul. But if we do not yield to the Spirit of God, eventually the human nature and the sinful nature inside of us gets so out of control, it gets so large. Amen. The Spirit of God will not always strive with man. There'll come a point when God will leave you to your own devices. When you read the scripture, many times through the scripture, there's the verses that says things like that the Lord repented, said, I will repent of the good. Talks about in places where, like Psalms 81, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me, so I gave them up. Scripture talks about the Lord giving them up. Remember when he gave them up to a reprobate mind? He gave them up, right? He just had done all that he could. He had done all that he could. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 17, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Think there had come a time that God would look at our life and just say, I'm not going to bother with them anymore. Well, let them alone. It's kind of frightening to think that we could get to a point where God would wash his hands of our life, right? Where God would give up. Where God would say, enough is enough. I'm no longer going to strive with you. Three things that are in that verse that I read to you. God's Spirit strives with man. You hear? Do you understand that? God's Spirit strives with man. Something else that we can see in that verse is that man resists God's Spirit. Man resists God's Spirit. Then we find that God's Spirit will eventually withdraw from that man. That's a terrifying thing. It's a terrifying thing. Can I tell you, start by saying this? Amen, that the Spirit of God strives with man. What a wonderful thing that God would strive for our soul. That God would even be concerned for our soul. That God would even bother to deal with our life, to reach out to our heart, to try to save us, to try to deliver us. It's an awesome thing that the Spirit of God would even strive with a man. That the Spirit of God would even deal with your heart. That the Spirit of God would even try to work in your life. That the Spirit of God would even deal with my life. Amen. What an awesome thing. Amen. I don't deserve that. I did nothing to deserve that God would take time to deal with me or to work in my life. But thank God, he strives with me. He deals with my life. Amen. That God, the God of love, the God of mercy. Amen. That he would feel so much love for my soul.
Amen. That he would deal with me, that he'd reach out to my life, that he'd reach out to my heart and your life to try to save you, to try to deliver you from that nature of sin, to try to deliver you from the wages of sin. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. That is an awesome thing, that the Spirit of God would strive with man. That the Spirit of God, amen, every time we feel the Spirit of God, we ought to give him thanks. We thank you, Lord, that you're still dealing with my life. Thank you, Lord, that you would still work in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. I've heard, and I'm sure you've dealt with this many times yourself, but people that have felt like they'll be in a service, there'll be conviction, and God will be dealing with them, and Spirit of God, you'll go back to try to get them to come and pray, or you'll be praying with them in the altar, and they'll say, I don't feel like I can get saved because I have committed the unpardonable sin. You ever heard that? Somebody saying, I have committed the unpardonable sin. And so many times they feel like that God's given up. But the answer is no. Because if God is dealing with your heart, and that you feel the urge to pray, and that you're feeling the Spirit of God even touch your life, or deal with your life, or strive with you. Amen. He's not given up on you yet. Amen. The Spirit of God is still striving to save your soul. Spirit of God is still striving to reach out and to touch your life. The Spirit of God strives with a man. That is an awesome thing. Amen, but I'll tell you something else that's awesome about that is why he strives with us. First of all, he strives for our salvation. Amen, he deals with us, and the Spirit of God tries to save our soul. He wants us to repent of our sin. Therefore, we feel conviction. And even though conviction can make one miserable, amen, thank God for conviction. Thank God that he deals with us. Thank God that we can feel convicted of our sin, because that's the Spirit of God striving with a man, amen, to let them find salvation and forgiveness of sin. Thank God for a conscience that still deals with us. Amen, I believe that the Spirit of God uses our conscience to deal with our life, amen, to prevent us from sin, and to draw us away from sin. It is the Spirit of God dealing with our life. Amen. Can you sear your conscience? Yes, you can. Amen. But yet the Spirit of God continues to strive with us. Thank God that he wants to save you, that the Spirit of God would go to so much trouble to just to save your soul. That the Spirit of God would go to so much trouble to bring conviction on your life. Amen. To deal with your heart. Amen. To try to get you to pray. And to try to get you to surrender your life to the Lord. He loves you that much. He wants you to be saved. And the Spirit of God strives with man. Spirit of God strives with man because he wants you to be saved. Amen. But that's not the only way the Spirit of God strives with man. Amen, because those of you that are saved, you know the Spirit of God still yet strives with you, all right? Then I believe the Spirit of God strives with us to take us on into perfection, to bring us on into perfection. The Spirit of God continues to deal with our life. If we got saved and we surrendered our life to the Lord, and we repented of our sin, and then the Spirit of God leaves? No. The Spirit of God continues to strive with us, trying to create us and shape us and mold us, amen, into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. To be more like Christ. To go on into perfection. To go on into things of God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, church, that the Spirit of the Lord continues to strive with you today? The Spirit of God is not done dealing with your heart. No matter how long you've been in this, the Spirit of God still deals with our life and draws us into salvation and to walk with God. Amen. And sanctifies our life. Amen. There was when we lived in Ohio, there was a young lady, then a young man that had moved across the street, and the name's just vanished right there. It's been too many years. But her and Sister Ruth, they had walked the neighborhood a lot. So they got to be friends. They got to be talking. Got
Eventually, she came to visit our church and visited a few times. Eventually, she got saved. Her husband came, got saved, and just really, really, really good kids, just a little bit younger than what we were at that time. But she knew absolutely nothing about church. He had never been to any kind of church. She was maybe a little bit on the Catholic side of things, and she really did not know anything about church. She began to come, and she loved the worship. She loved the moving of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God would work in her life. She felt conviction to get saved, and she got saved, and he felt conviction. The Spirit of God striving with them gave their life to the Lord. But one day, you know, I'm not the kind of pastor that meets you at the back door and says, now here's what you need to do. You're going to have to get rid of these. You're going to have to get rid of this. You're going to have to move this out of your house. You're going to have to clean this up, and I'll be by in a couple of weeks to do an inspection, make sure all that's taken care of. We don't really work that way, because Spirit of the Lord knows how to strive with the person. Spirit of the Lord knows how to strive with the person. Man, I've heard of people, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Amen. While they were still down on the altar, and before they could even get up, they was giving them the list of all the things they needed to get rid of before, and they had just got saved. Spirit of God will strive with the person. The Spirit of God will strive with the person. So many times she would come to church, and she wasn't dressed like everybody else. She would still go on the walk with Ruth, and she was not dressed like a holiness Pentecostal Christian, by no means, okay? By no means at all. And so one day she was at the grocery store. Ruth was not with her. I was not with her. Nobody from the church was with her. As far as I know, there wasn't even gospel music playing over the sound system of this grocery store. But she was standing in line. And she was in the summer, and she was wearing shorts and a top that was not appropriate, and she was standing there, and the Spirit of the Lord suddenly began to deal with her life. Spirit of God started striving with her. You know what I'm talking about? Spirit of the Lord. She didn't have her ear things in, listen to a sermon by, you know, the pastor, or listening to, you know, anything like that. She was just standing in the store. The Spirit of God began to strive with her. She told Sister Ruth, she said, when I was standing there dressed like that, I felt that as if I was naked. She said, I was embarrassed. I began to be ashamed. I was so embarrassed standing there in that grocery line waiting. I could not wait to get through the grocery line. And when I got through, I went straight home, and I changed. And let me tell you what, God did a wonderful work in their life. But can I tell you, it's the Spirit of God striving with us. Amen. From the moment we get saved, he begins striving with us. But then he continues to strive on and on and on in our life. Amen. Leading us on into perfection. Leading us on, amen, into the fullness of Christ. Amen. The Spirit of God striving in our life. Amen. To make us what we ought to be. To make us the child of God that we ought to be. Amen. Listen to the voice of God, because he's striving, amen, in your life to move you on and to make you more like him, and to make you into a greater child of God and into a greater witness. Amen. The blessing in this is, amen, that God wants to lead us, amen, into a greater blessing, amen, into a greater anointing, into greater power, amen. And as we yield to the Spirit of God and the moving of the Spirit of God, he leads us by his Spirit, amen, the striving of the Spirit, amen, to move us, amen, closer to him, amen. And the closer you get to the Lord, amen, the greater the power, the greater the anointing, amen, the closer you become with the Lord. Amen, as your Spirit strives with us. Strives with us. Amen. You say, well, Brother David, anybody that goes to a worldly church, they're not saved. Spirit of the Lord strives with everyone. Strives with everyone. He'll strive with you, and he's striving with others in other churches all around us. Say, but Brother David, they don't look like us. The Spirit of the Lord is striving. He's resisting. He's pushing back against the impulse of the human nature to sin and to do wrong. And he's trying to push back. He is striving. There's a struggle that happens. There's a struggle that takes place between the flesh and the spirit. You know that? There is a struggle that takes place there. men try to obey the Spirit of God, because men resist God's Spirit. We resist God's Spirit. There's people that they will be, when the Lord is dealing with them for salvation, they resist the Spirit of God. Even though the preacher has preached and their palms are sweaty, they are nervous. They are getting so nervous. They got big sweat rings under their arms, you know. Their back, they got sweat rolling. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever been under conviction before? You've never sweated a day in your life until you get under conviction. You never realized how hard you could grip a church pew until you get under conviction. You never realize how miserable you can feel, how bad it can be, because there's something inside of us that resists the Spirit of God, that fights back against the Spirit of God. Amen. It's that nature that does not want to yield. It's that sinful nature that does not want to surrender. It's that prideful nature inside of us, amen, that does not want to surrender itself to the Lord and ask for forgiveness and fall on his face and humble itself before God. Amen. That is resisting the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God continues to strive, and man resists, and the Spirit strives. And sooner or later, something has got to yield. Something has got to surrender. Something has got to break. Amen. The Spirit of God strives with man. Strives with man. Till finally, amen, you give up all resistance and you give yourself, your heart and life to the Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't know if you've ever, how many can remember conviction? I tell you, if you've ever known conviction, you don't ever want to go back to that. Don't ever want to experience that again. Spirit of the Lord. Amen. But from that time forward, the Spirit of the Lord still has to strive with us, because we don't want to quit, you know. We don't want to change. The flesh don't want to lay down things of the world. The flesh don't want to give up those things that are out there. So the Spirit of God begins to strive against us, with us. The preacher preaches on things and names a few things, and without you knowing it, you're getting all upset at the preacher. What's he? He don't have no business preaching that. He don't have no business preaching that. Spirit of the Lord striving with you. Spirit of the Lord striving with you. You think, nah, that's a bunch of nonsense. That's silly. But the Spirit of the Lord begins to deal with your heart. Spirit of the Lord begins to speak to your life. Amen. And you leave the church, and it's still the words still resound in your heart. Amen. They still reverberate and echo through your mind. Amen. As you go about, because the Spirit of the Lord is trying to lead you on a little bit farther. The Spirit of the Lord is trying to take you on into perfection, bring you a little closer to the Lord, and bring you nearer to Him. Don't resist the Spirit of God. But there's something inside of us that says, yeah, I need to do that. Don't need to. Man, part of us says, I really don't care what the preacher believes. I don't care what the church standard is. I don't care what the platform standard is. I don't care. I'm just going to go. The Spirit of the Lord will deal with you. He'll deal with you. And He'll deal with you. Comes a time when you've got to yield to the Spirit of the Lord. You've got to yield. You must yield to the Spirit of God. You must surrender yourself to the Lord. When you do surrender, then you go on into blessing. Then you go on into God's goodness. Amen. How many of you remember the times in your walk with the Lord that as you begin to surrender to the Lord, God blessed you? Remember the day you was filled with the Holy Ghost? Probably one of the days of the greatest surrender that you ever gave to the Lord. When you surrendered yourself to the Lord and you allowed the Spirit of God to fill you with His Holy Ghost, to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. But the Spirit of God striving with you to draw you closer, closer, closer to Him. Thank God that He does this. Thank God that He does this. Man, when you get cold in your heart, what happens? The Spirit of God begins to strive with you. When you go for times without a move of God in your heart,
what happens? The Spirit of God begins to strive with you. Amen. When you start to err, what happens? The Spirit of God begins to, thank God that He continues to strive in our life. Amen. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this. Hallelujah. There is something about our nature that wants to resist the Spirit of the Lord. It'd be nice if, you know what a compliant child is? A compliant child? They're very rare and hard to find. They tell me that they are out there. But they are so rare. They are so rare. They are like trying to find a gold-billed dodo bird. I mean, they are so rare. Okay? But they're supposed to be out there. Where you just say, hey, don't ever do that again. Okay, I won't ever do it again. I won't ever do it again. But most children, they're kind of like, okay. Right? Patrick, if you ever do that again, oh, Mom, I won't do it again. Just waiting for the opportunity. Resisting against spirit, rebelling against your parents, all that kind of stuff. You know what? Amen. But it's our nature, our human nature does that, the Spirit of God. Amen. It's something about that we resist. It'd be so much easier on us if the Spirit of the Lord dealt with us. And remember when you first got saved, how easy it was to yield to the Spirit of God when He strove with you? How quickly you would say, whatever you want, Lord. Whatever your will is, Lord. God, whatever you desire. Amen. You were so quick to lay it down. But oh, now we've become more experienced, and now we're more accustomed to the moving of the Spirit of God. And now we begin to be, it's harder for the Spirit of God to move us on into perfection. And it seems like we have plateaued and we've reached a point because of the resistance that we have mounted. Oh, that God would take us back to the days when we first got saved and we was hungry for God and we easily yielded to the Spirit of God. And whatever God asked and whatever God said, if it was in His word, that's good enough. I'll take it. Amen. If the preacher preached it, it's in God's word. Amen. That's fine for me. I'll do it. Amen. And we would love the word of God. But somewhere along the line, that resistance built up again. Started resisting. And here's the thing, the third part, God's Spirit will eventually withdraw from man. What is it? God said, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. There will be a day when resistance is long enough, man, that God's Spirit will no longer deal with you. You ever seen somebody get saved? I mean, that God was under conviction, the Spirit, and they get up and walk out the door. They walk out and they resist the Spirit of God. And it seems like then they never get another chance. Never get another chance. People that have resisted and resisted and resisted. Can you know why? You don't know when your last opportunity is. It's not like you get three strikes and you're out here. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know when your last time that the Spirit of God will deal with you. You don't know if tonight might be the last night you have to get right with God. You don't know, but this weekend may be your last weekend. You may be hearing your last few sermons. You may be in your last few services. God may not be dealing with you for long. We don't know. It's not a date on the calendar. It's not a number of times that God deals with us. Amen. It's the mercy of God, the long-suffering of God, that He's even dealing with us tonight and speaking to us tonight and striving with us tonight. Amen. But there could come a day that God would withdraw His Spirit, and God forbid that we have resisted beyond the point, amen, of salvation in our life. God forbid that anybody should get to the point, amen, that they resist and then it's too late. Resistance, too late. Man, I've heard of people and I've witnessed people that that had got to the point that God no longer dealt with them. You've seen them. They sit in a church and sit like stone. When the power of God's moving, the Holy Ghost is moving, they are unmoved. They are untouched. They can't cry a tear. They are unmoved in their spirit. They have resisted the Spirit of God and resisted the Spirit of God and resisted the Spirit of God. Now they sit on a pew and they would do anything for God to deal with their heart again. Do anything to feel conviction again. Do anything. Man. God's Spirit will not always strive. Also, I believe that it's the same way as for those of us that saved. God deals with us. There's things in your life that God has been dealing with you about, and you have resisted. God's, maybe it could be some area of sanctification, some outward standard, some action, some deed, some word that you have, something that you're involved in that God is dealing with. Say, Brother Brim, it's not in the Bible. If the Spirit of God is dealing with you, you better just obey the Spirit of God, all right? Because it may be that there's things that's not in the Bible that I feel like the Spirit of God has directly dealt with my heart about. Man, that would not be good for me. That would not, and I can't find it word for word or verse for verse in the Bible, but the Spirit of God has made it very clear in my mind and very clear in my heart that it is not for David Brim. And if the Spirit of God is dealing with you and the Spirit of God is talking to you, obey the Spirit of God. Obey His Spirit. Do not continue to resist. If it's some area of your life that God is dealing with you, something that you're involved in, something that you're doing, something that's in your home, something that's in your mind, something that's in your life, amen, something that's in private, something that is public, whatever the Spirit of God is dealing with you about, you need to surrender. If it's in your dress, your appearance, if it's in your conduct, if it's in your personality, that's right. Maybe God's dealing with you about pride or whatever. Man, you need to obey the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God is dealing with you for a purpose. Dealing with you for a purpose. Man, Lord, help us not to resist. The Spirit of God's trying to move some people onto perfection. Maybe God's dealing with you about a calling upon your life. Maybe God is dealing with you about a ministry. Maybe God is trying to urge you to move into something, some ministry in the church. Maybe God is trying to get you to be, and pray and read your Bible. Maybe it's a devotion type thing. But the Spirit of God is dealing with you and urging you and pushing you. And you know it's the Spirit of God that's talking to you, but you're afraid to give in. You keep resisting. You keep resisting. And the Spirit of God is striving with you tonight. Amen. I'm about closed, okay? Because I want the Spirit of the Lord to talk to somebody. Spirit of the Lord, talk to somebody. I thought the girl's song tonight was very appropriate. God's not through with you. And I believe that because here we are in one more service where the Spirit of God is talking to your life. I said, but Brother David, you didn't name what it is. They don't have to. The Spirit of the Lord, okay? He's taking care of that. You know what it is. The Spirit of the Lord deals with us and pushes us and urges us. Follow after Him. And yet there's something about our resistance. Resistance. Some people that have resisted the urging of the Spirit of God to the point that the Spirit of God no longer deals with them about some area of their life. They feel like either God's changed His mind or I'm okay. But I don't believe that's the case. I believe that when God gets through dealing with us, it's not because He said, oh, well, forget it. You know what? I believe that if you ever want to go forward in God and move closer to the Lord, God's going to come back to that thing in your life that you were afraid to surrender, you would not yield, and God will make, you're not going to be able to go any farther. You say, well, I'll resist this and I'll allow the Spirit of God to deal with me in some area. Listen, you need to learn to yield and surrender the Spirit of God because
You can't just leapfrog over the things of God that you don't like and the things that you don't prefer to go on to something that you do like and that you do enjoy. You've got to let the Spirit of God lead you, and the Spirit of God is dealing with you about things in your life. The Spirit of God is talking to you about those things, and you need to yield to the Spirit. There's blessings of God. There's wonderful things of the Lord that God has for you, but you're going to have to yield to the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to have to yield to God's Spirit, that you do not just continue to say, well, Brother David, this is just the way I am. This is the way I am. What's the Spirit of the Lord telling you? So many times the preacher gets the blame for what the Spirit's trying to tell somebody. Hey, it's not my fault. Not my fault. The Spirit of God deals with you enough that you get miserable, get mad about it. It's all right. You can get mad at me if you want to, but it's the Spirit of the Lord that's dealing with you, not me. Okay? I'm not calling in the middle of the night waking you up. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's doing that. I'm not the one that goes with you. I didn't go to work with you. Amen. And bug you all day long and be a knot in your stomach all day long. Let me tell you what it was. It was the Spirit of the Lord that went to work with you, that was there with you and became a knot in your stomach all day long. It's the Spirit of the Lord. You can get mad at me if you want, but let me tell you, the Spirit of God's dealing with you. There's some things you probably need to get rid of, lay down, move on from, surrender it to God. Man, the Spirit of the Lord. It can be feelings that you have, resentment in your heart, bitterness in your heart, but the Spirit of the Lord's talking to you. But you can't move on until you get rid of that. Things in my past, things that I'm wanting to hold on to, things I have yet to surrender. Everything looks good on the outside, but there's things in my heart that's still not surrendered to God. Come on now, listen, you need to surrender. You can't always resist the Spirit. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. My spirit shall not. He said, Brother David, he was talking about Noah's generation. He was talking about before the flood. That was all of that. Same Spirit of God, and he deals in the same way. Many verses talk about giving up, repenting, that he had ever dealt with them or blessed them. So I don't want to get to the point that God says, I wished I'd never touched them. I don't want to get to the point where God says, leave them alone. Do you? I don't. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell you what, it's a sobering verse. It's a sobering verse. I thank God that he deals with me. I'm thankful that God would love me enough that he'd even take the time to strive with me. But what's God wanting to do in your life right now? Amen. With our heads bowed, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd speak to hearts of individuals. God, I believe your Spirit has already been dealing with people, Lord, long even before this service tonight. God, the Spirit of the Lord's been talking to people's heart. And God, there's been resistance. They've been bucking up against it, Lord. They've been kicking against the things of God. Lord, I ask you, God, that you would help them to surrender now, to yield to your Spirit. God, to allow the Holy Ghost, oh God, to have its perfect, perfect way in each of our lives, oh God. I ask you to do this, Lord. I ask you to do it, Lord. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed. Amen. How many of you lift your hand tonight and say, Brother David, I felt like the Spirit of the Lord's been dealing with me about something. The Spirit of the Lord's been dealing with me about something. Yes. And I've not yet surrendered. God bless you. God bless your honesty. I appreciate that. Anybody else who would slip your hand up? Say, Brother David, I feel like the Lord's dealing with me. God bless you. Hallelujah. Is there others tonight? The Spirit of the Lord talking to you? Feel like maybe that there's some things you've been resisting what God's wanting to do in your life? Hallelujah. My prayer is, Lord, give me a spirit. Give me a spirit within me that easily submits to you, Lord. Give me a spirit within me, Lord God, that easily surrenders. One that is sensitive to your moving, to your touch, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you come with me tonight, church? Let's come to this altar. Let's let the Lord work in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Give me courage and strength to be with you.